I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Fifth graders in Santa Fe will perform for the community later this month in a program of tall tales that they themselves have conceived and written. This dual language performance is part of a Santa Fe-based after-school program called Storytellers and Writers, which works with kids in New Mexico who need extra help reading, writing, and speaking English. With me is the founder of Storytellers and Writers, Carol Aubrey. Carol, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Who are these kids that your program works with?
Well, they're a group of kids at El Camino Real Academy. They're dual language. They're bilingual. They were born here, but their parents are immigrants, and they come from families where Spanish is the primary language that is spoken at home. All of them have trouble, or I would say are behind the norm in what we would want a fifth grader to do in terms of English language arts.
You've mentioned fifth graders. These are what range of ages?
Storytellers and Writers serves kids third grade through 10th grade. It just so happens that right now we're working with a group of fifth graders. Last year at our very first pilot program, we worked with 17 third graders.
Right.
So we're really new with Storytellers and Writers, even though we've been around since 2008 doing after-school programs for kids under a federal program. But that program ended in 2016. So we created this new program, which combines the academic need that these kids have for English acquisition skills with performance.
Tell me, Carol, you could tutor these kids in English. Why did you decide on the storytelling aspect?
They need it. There's no doubt about that. They could all use one-on-one tutoring. But in this program, it's so much fun that they develop a lot of confidence speaking their thoughts and expressing themselves. And it's really fun to see them be very shy and say, oh, no, I can't do that, to getting on the stage and just taking total ownership of the space, total ownership of their voices. And of course, it's their own stories that they're performing.
And why did you choose to have the kids create their own stories rather than using established stories or folktales?
Even with me as a director, if I were to give them the story, if I were to say, okay, these are the lines, could you do this? It would not have the same magic that it does being their own stories, because there's a freedom there. They loosen up and they're not worried about saying the wrong word. They're not worried about disappointing me because it's their stories.
We've mentioned that this is dual language. If the program is about learning English, why did you decide to have the performance in both English and Spanish?
Because it's so important for people to be bilingual these days, and they automatically have that skill. So why not help them improve their Spanish as well? So dual language means that we're really paying attention to both languages. The other reason is that most of their parents only speak Spanish. So the fact that it's bilingual invites a whole segment of the population to the theater. And it's also honoring the fact that we live in a state that has this bilingual capacity. One interesting thing about our program, it's an expensive program because we always have two teachers. So we have the lead teacher from Storytellers and Writers, and then we always have a Spanish teacher from the school that hosts us. So they have to work on their Spanish skills as well.
So these fifth grade kids will be performing November 29th and 30th at Teatro Paraguas in Santa Fe. What will the audiences actually see and hear?
I have no idea. I told you it's their show. You know, when we did it, the pilot program, the very first program last year with the third graders, at one point I thought, well, maybe third graders are too young for us to do the performance aspect because they were all over the place. And I had doubts about it. And then the performance happened, and these kids just took charge. They were not in the least bit nervous. They were so excited. But in the survey to the parents, I did ask them, would you prefer, if we do it again next year, that the third month of this three-month program, we not focus on performance. Instead, we continue with the language arts aspect of it, with reading and writing. Every single one of them said no. They all wanted the performance. And they all remarked about how happy their kids were. and how much confidence they had. And they were proud of them. And the kids felt really good that their parents were proud of them. You know, these are all motivating blocks for a child to go on to high school, graduate, and go on to college. And remember, we're working with a segment of the population that is statistically profiled to not graduate from high school and to not go on to college. So I realized, no, keep the performance in. So do I know how they're going to do? No, but I know they're going to do well. I know it's going to be fun because there's so much to be said for when the kids are doing their own stories. They're free. And they want to change it, they'll change it.
So they have not scripted this in
any
way?
No, no script
and
at all.
And you have imposed a structure on it of any sort, just a sequence?
Yes, narrative writing, because it's an academic program and Common Core standards, one of their standards with writing, is the genre of narrative writing. So Storytellers and Writers has a very simple formula to meet that genre. That the beginning is the who and the where, the middle is the problem, and the end is a solution. And as long as they follow that formula, they're good to go.
Just want to know, how are the kids feeling about leading up to the performance? Are they excited about it?
Yes, they are. For the past month, leading up to the performance at Teatro Paraguas, we've been able to provide transportation to them out of the school and into the art space so that they can participate in the art form in the space that's dedicated to that art form. So they've been experiencing what it's like to be in a black box theater. Many of these kids have never been to the theater before. Many of their parents who are going to come watch them perform have never walked into a theater before. Remember, these are marginalized kids who also are marginalized literally in that they live on the outskirts of the town. Many of these kids in Santa Fe have never even been down to the plaza. So one of the goals of this program is to integrate these kids into the community. So transportation is key here, providing the transportation for them to go 2 days a week for a whole semester to Museum Hill or to Teatro Paraguas. And that goes a long way to helping them feel a sense of belonging and an identity with Santa Fe.
Carol Aubrey leads Storytellers and Writers, a Santa Fe-based after-school program offering help in English language skills to Spanish-speaking students. A community performance by some of these kids takes place November 29th and 30th at Teatro Paraguas in Santa Fe. Go to storytellersandwriters.org. More information at KUNM.org. Carol, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.